Namaskaram listeners, this is Yashin Yogi speaking and it's 6:20 p.m. here in Hyderabad. Well, it's been a good day today for me, except that I just couldn't go for a run. And that sometimes can be a bit frustrating. Well, I've taken a tattoo. I've actually got myself inked. So I have to take it easy. I should not be sweating it out and also exposing this tattoo to sunlight or other microbial things around. So that's the reason I said, okay, let me just take it conservatively. You know, whenever you run anywhere, there's going to be a lot of smoke, dust, everything, and I didn't want that to hamper the healing process. So just to keep it simple, I had a 29k today, and what I did was 0k. I didn't run at all, but I did keep myself fit in terms of doing some active movement. So I did around 4 to 5 sessions of 10-minute workouts so that I could get something moving. I love to keep my body moving. So I decided, okay, after my breakfast from 9:30, I'll just do one every hour. I just want to do some or the other activity for 10 minutes only and just keep myself, moving. And that really helped me. That also helped me, in my mood. I should not get frustrated and angry or, just because I wasn't able to run. So that kept me going. In fact, I really enjoyed those 10-minute workouts, and those workouts are actually inspired by the Kalapani workouts that I did in December last year, when I was again forced to quarantine myself for a week by the Home Ministry in SMR Vinay City. So I didn't have a choice then, but then I devised this 10-minute workouts, and today I again reuse them. So maybe for another 4-5 days, I'll still do those 10-minute workouts, and I'll see how my tattoo is healing, and more faster it heals, the better it's going to be for me to get on to doing some good workouts. I'm really pumped up actually seeing this tattoo, because it means a lot to me in terms of my mental state, in terms of thinking positive, in terms of, every time I get tempted to eat sweets or any other thing, this tattoo is going to remind me that I have to take a step back. And today, after this tattoo, they had given a diet regimen to follow that said no sweets, no packaged foods, no fried foods, and you have to go on a very simple diet. And I was pretty happy, I said, wow, this is something that's really nice. And, at my place, sweets, everything is just scattered around the house, inside the house, and I was like quite tempted to reach out for a couple of bites. But, I saw my tattoo and I said, no, I should not be eating sweets. I should not be eating fried food, just stick to the normal food that I had. So I feel good that I've been able to actually stick to a day today without actually being tempted by sweets around me. So I think this is a good beginning, and I hope to continue this even after my tattoo heals and it shows its true vibrancy. So I'm really eager to continue this going on. And every time I see this tattoo, it really pumps me up. It motivates me. I feel that now I have Shiv and Shakti in me. They've become a part of my body. And I really feel godly-like, It's just a mental state. In the end, it all depends on what you think. What's your state of mind, right? And working on that state of mind is very, very important for us. And if this helps to keep you in a positive frame of mind, then I think it's done its job. That's very important for us to realize and move on. So, yes, I wouldn't say that everybody should get a tattoo to get going and motivate themselves. But this is one of the ways you could actually motivate yourself and get into another league. I was just thinking how many people in this world have tattoos and how many people do not have. So now I am in the other category or bucket list of people who have tattoos. So I am one of those people, you know, you can call them as outcasts or outleaders or whatever you can name them, depending on your choice of words. It won't make a difference, but still I am in that league. So it really makes me feel happy. And what it makes me also feel is, you know, a sense of professionalism in whatever I'm doing, whether it's my work or workout. I'm trying to bring in that professionalism with this tattoo that has been, you know, embedded in my body now. So I feel now I have come out from being an ordinary person or an ordinary runner or amateur runner to a more senior or pro. I would not call myself a pro athlete yet, but I would just say trending towards pro or pro-like. I think pro-like is a much better word. I would use it, you know, it won't offend anyone, including me. So I've become more pro-like in my attitude, in my workouts, in my attitude towards everything that I do. And that's really built that mind shift. You know, we always talk about mind shifting. And I think this is a great, great mind shifting for me. It's going to stay with me for the rest of my life. And I do not know whether I'll have another tattoo, but this tattoo is the one that is going to stay with me for a long, 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 long time and motivate me to, you know, achieve my goals and give him my best in everything that I do. And today, the first thing that I did was to have this talk in NAB Sports. It was a live session, and you know, it was really nice to talk about CrossFit, you know, and subjects that I'm very passionate about, specifically mobility, flexibility, strength, breathing, nutrition. You know, these topics really charge me up, and I wanted to actually explain the concept of CrossFitting and why is this important, what it impacts, how the muscle groups react to each and everything. And in fact, if you see, our workouts also have a CrossFit element in them. If you hill repeat sessions are basically a CrossFit session, because you're one time you're doing skipping and then next time you're sprinting for 30 seconds and then you come back again for recovery. So that's exactly CrossFit, actually. You know, when Rajesh always asked me, why are you asking people to do jump squats and do hill repeats? It's obviously to build lactate, to make sure that you train your body to recycle lactate when it's actually needed. And that's only going to make you stronger. So, of course, CrossFit is something that is embedded in our workouts, right? Specifically, hill training sessions that we do has a CrossFit element in it already. And we're doing it outdoors. You know, can you believe it? We're doing CrossFit outdoors. So I think that's one of the few workouts that people can actually see you all do. And anytime people ask you, what is it that you're doing? You can say CrossFit, you know, that's precisely the right word, actually, for the hill repeat sessions that we are doing there. And it's benefited a lot of people. In fact, I can see a lot of running pace improvement from all the people, you know, when you mix in all this mobility, flexibility, strength, breathing and other aspects, form, you really become an all-round or a well-built runner. And you know, it improves in your running form. So today, when I was talking about Rajeshji, the fabulous work that he's been doing, encouraging people, I also said that, yeah, barefoot running is one thing which people are also incorporating to improve their form, to improve the sense of how the feet is landing on the ground. It really helps people to understand whether they're skidding or whether they're heel striking or whether they're toe running. You know, the barefoot running gives a lot of benefits. Apart from that, it also helps in grounding, you know, because Earth emits a frequency of around 7.5 megahertz, and that's very good for healing your mind and body, and it takes away a lot of stress from you. So there's a lot of benefits of doing barefooting. Now, barefooting is different from barefoot running. So these are two different terms. So I always encourage barefooting because of these benefits. Of course, barefoot running is an individual choice, and not everybody can get into barefoot running. it has to be taken in a very cautious way. So that said, that's about the topics that I talked about today. And well, I had to do a lot of other work today, specifically, you know, the payments, you know, specifically Training Peaks, the payment is not yet working because of the security compliance issues from the side of Training Peaks. So that is another thing. I'm looking for alternatives also to have a mitigation plan in place so that by the month end, if things do not work, you know, I should not be left astray, not having anything in hand. So I'm exploring today's plan to also see how that can help in you know, if I have to do a migration. So that's going to be a mitigation plan for me, you know. So I have to be prepared for every other alternative. So these are the things that I've been working on. The lot of security guidelines changes that have happened by through the RBI, and that's why a lot of payment have been denied, you know, or failed there. So today I had to just keep on working on those things, as well as doing those 10-minute workouts. So yes, this is how I spent my day today, you know. Of course, lots of reviews. I've been just doing reviews and calls and making sure that everybody is meeting their targets, their goals, and are highly motivated to do the workouts. So this is how my day went. Tomorrow, I might not be able to do the foundation training session, but I will just definitely give a recording of the session, previous session, and start working on, you know, the next phase of training plan and try to finish this off as much as I can. Of course, while at the same time exploring today's plan. So that's how I'm planning to go about the whole stuff. Well, folks, thank you so much for listening to my podcast. I hope you all enjoyed your Sunday with your family and friends. Had a great run. I hope I am able to get back to running and cycling as soon as possible. And wishing you a great week ahead. Please do take care of yourself. Love and respect people around you. God bless you. Stay strong, stay hungry, and go for your goals. Bye-bye.